Good morning. It is 46 degrees on a Monday morning with WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Labor Day on the presidential campaign trail.
Vice President Harris is set to take the stage in Pittsburgh alongside President Biden. Part of a holiday battleground state tour that will also take Harris to Detroit and her running mate Tim Walz to Milwaukee. Former President Trump has no planned events this Labor Day. He visits Pennsylvania on Wednesday for a Fox News town hall.
ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. What police on the Hawaiian island of Oahu say was a dispute between neighbors ended in deadly violence. A man used a front end loader, say police, to ram cars into a house, then shot and killed three women there. Police say a man inside then shot and killed the attacker. Two other people critically wounded. With children about to return to school following summer vacation, Ukraine says Russia launched a volley of 35 drones and cruise and ballistic missiles at Kyiv early Monday morning. Three people were injured by falling debris from intercepted projectiles. Two kindergartens were damaged. This is ABC News. In the Los Angeles suburb of Rancho Palos Verdes, electric power remains shut off to about 140 homes as a slow-moving landslide that started last year continues. County Supervisor Janice Hahn represents the area.
I think we're all learning that there is no playbook for an emergency like this one. We don't have a step-by-step guide to follow, but what we do know is that many families are struggling, are suffering, are feeling great anxiety.
No timetable for restoration of power. Hamas and Israel stopped shooting at each other in Gaza long enough to allow for UN polio vaccinations.
That aims to inoculate over 640,000 children under the age of 10. Hospitals in Nusrat and Deir al-Bala say thousands have showed up for the oral vaccine. In a few days, the campaign will move to northern Gaza and end in the south in about a week.
ABC's Jordana Miller. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Labor Day forecast calls for sunny and nice conditions and a high of 76. For tonight, clear, patchy fog, a low of 48. Sunny and mild Tuesday, a high of 77. 51 Tuesday night, Wednesday 80, 78 by Thursday with some showers and thunderstorms possible. In Richland Center, overnight, a cool drop of the temperature. Yesterday was nearly perfect. 76 degrees was the high on Sunday at the studios. We were at 63 at midnight. Right now, down from that at 46 degrees. The bottom fell out a little bit. It does feel like September today. Today is Monday, September 2nd, Labor Day. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to find as we leave the ground when the trumpet sounds. When the trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to find as we leave the ground when the trumpet sounds.
We can hear the constant sounds of trouble, wars, and pain. We can hear distressing news that falls on us like rain. We can hear this whole world as it murmurs, creaks, and groans. But we're listening for the sound that calls us home.
When the trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to find as we leave the ground when the trumpet sounds.
We have turned our watching eyes toward the eastern sky. We'll be sure to hear it when it comes our time to fly.
We will shed these binding chains of flesh that have us bound.
When the trumpet sounds, the triumphant quartet, as we start the day in a positive way. Hello, friends. It's me, Phil Nee, today. Labor Day. It's not a recording of me. No, it's not. I'm just kidding. Anyway, yeah, we're here for you. We have the light on for you on a holiday, and we'll be here to tell you about a few things going on today. And really, it's been a beautiful weekend. Certainly, Saturday was nice. Maybe Sunday was even nicer. And I did have to get out and get a few things done under June's watchful eye yesterday. But maybe there'll be a little time for R&R later today. It'll be a nice day to take a nap in a hammock. Yes, 46 right now. You need a sweater or a light jacket, right? Here's Larry Gatlin and the brothers.
Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. Oh, but Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you.
Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour is through. Well, honey, you and God in the heaven above know I love what I do.
For a living I do.
Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for children in crosswalks. Let's make this year a safe year for everyone. This message has been brought to you by the Highland School District, Chitwood Electric, Rockwell Automation, and by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Looking at the world through the eye of a child. Love was a toy, I picked it up and threw it down, just to watch it shatter and the pieces on the ground. People often told me that someday I'd have to pay, but I was young, never heard a word they had to say. Don't misunderstand me, there are a few things I regret. Your love's always on my mind, I never will forget. I wish that I loved you better. I wish that I loved you more. If only I could see you one more time, now that I know what love is for. Love was a game and I played. Never looking back, see the damage I've done. I paid no attention when you told me how you lay. Now the years have come and gone and shown me my mistake. I wish that I had loved you better. I wish that I had loved you more. If only I could see you one more time. Like a gentle summer breeze, taking me back to those days. And every now and then I think about the way it was and how it might have been. I wish that I loved you better. I wish that I had loved you more. If only I could see you one more time. Now that I know I wish that I loved you better. I wish that I loved you more. If only I could see you one more time.
Eddie Arnold on WRCO, and I wish that I had loved you better. 5:15, the good morning time here at WRCO. It is 46 degrees. A reminder, the Richland Center landfill will be closed today in observance of the Labor Day holiday, and the Brewer Public Library will be closed as well in observance of Labor Day today. A reminder, Tech Help Tuesday will be held tomorrow at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. Coming up, a look at sports from the last couple of days or so.
When my baby left me, she left trouble all around. With a tangled mind and a tear in my eye, and my heart was sorrow bound. When I woke up this morning, I brushed my teeth and combed my hair. Then I looked all around for the little tear, but the little tear wasn't there. Share of the blues. But today it's finally over. The world looks brighter to me now. I'm still here, she's still gone, but it's alright somehow.
The Country Cavaliers on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
This past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, slaughter cows are stronger, calves steady. Holstein bull calves sold up to $560, beef crossbred calves $790 and down. The fleshy beef cows range from 125 to 142, dairy cows 94 to 136, with the questionable health and small thin cows lower. Bulls up to 156. Our feeder sale dates will be on Friday, September 6th and Friday, September 27th. The second sale date was moved back a week due to the Viola Horse and Colt Show. Due to the abundant grass pastures, we're anticipating a later movement of pasture cattle this year. The good pasture also will mean heavier and fleshier cattle being marketed. Contact Darren, Colt, or Jim if you have cattle to sell. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea of what your package of cattle could bring at our sales at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today. It is 20 minutes after 5. An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in home talent baseball in the Final Four, Evansville defeated Sun Prairie 6-2. Verona was a winner over Sauk Prairie 5-2 the final, as Verona wins the Hometown Baseball League Tournament Final Four for a third year in a row. Santiago Espinal drove in Reese Hines with an infield single in the 11th inning, and the Cincinnati Reds stopped Milwaukee's five-game win streak with a 4-3 victory over the Brewers. It was a tough day for the Brewers overall, although they did lead for a time when they jumped ahead 3-2 early in the ballgame, but again lose in 11 innings yesterday. But they did win 3 of 4 in the series against the Reds. Elsewhere, it was the Cubs over Washington 14-1, Miami 7, San Francisco 5, Arizona 14-3 over the Dodgers, and Philadelphia 3, Atlanta 2. In the American League, Detroit 4, Boston 1, Houston 7-2 over Kansas City, Minnesota 4, Toronto 3, Texas 6-4 over Oakland, the Angels 3, and Seattle 2. Interleague play, Cleveland 6, Pittsburgh 1, the Mets 2-0 over the White Sox, San Diego 4, Tampa Bay 3, St. Louis 14-7 over the Yankees, and Baltimore 6-1 winners against Colorado. In football action, Woody Marks scored on a 13-yard run with 8 seconds left to give number 23 Southern California a 27-20 win over number 13 LSU last night. Miller Moss passed for 378 yards and a touchdown, and his 20-yard completion to Kyron Hedson with a subsequent targeting penalty on LSU with 18 seconds left set up the winning score. In women's college basketball last night, Indiana stayed hot with a win over Dallas 100-93, Connecticut 93-86 over Seattle, Minnesota 79, Chicago 74, and Atlanta 80-62 over Los Angeles. That's an update on sports courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Right at the end of the holiday weekend, maybe it's been a good one for you. Maybe you're a little bit groggy and tired, but nonetheless, here's a pick-me-up from the aerobic polka department. One and a two and a... Jim Gorman Trio right there on WRCO, and that was the Gold Dust Polka. 525 here. We'll head toward Farm News and Markets in about 5 minutes or so. Here is Sawyer Brown.
Well, Mama told me when I was three, Lord, street will never get you nowhere. You need streetcar jumping and backbeat bum and get along like it in there. You hold your head up high like you're gonna fly. You take the bitter till you find the sweet. And when you got that crowd and screaming loud, you leave them sitting on the edge of the seats. Oh yeah, you gotta step that step, walk that walk, shake that thing, and honey, talk that talk. New York too, to keep you vibing till the break of day. No time to rest, and you gotta feel blessed, cause you're gonna get it anyway. And when you start to wail and your face turns pale, you gotta bump it till your pistol pops. And as the eagle flew, baby, so will you, cause you're climbing all the way to the top. Oh yeah, you gotta step that step, walk that walk, shake that thing, honey, talk that talk.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
For someone.
Skeeter Davis on the Milkhouse Show. It's 5:30. Sunny and nice today, a high of 76. Clear with patchy fog tonight, a low of 48. And sunny and mild tomorrow for that first day back to school. For many of the youngsters, a high of 77 tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, we're at a chilly, I think anyway, but very comfortable overnight low of 46 degrees.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hesse, 2-1 Tim Slack Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $175 a ton, and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Vehicles, guns, ammunition, reloading equipment, sporting goods, and much more. Online-only auction ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesse, 2-1. I have a great day.
Farmers and companies are adjusting to the economy. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. Some ag companies have made changes to help farmers navigate the current economic downturn. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has this from the recent 2024 Farm Progress Show.
Chris Turner with Pivot Bio says they've adjusted nitrogen rates for 2025.
30% price reduction. We understand what's going on farm with the economics.
AGCO president and CEO Eric Hansodia tells Brownfield some producers have been hesitant in their ag equipment purchases.
We're really trying to respond to that in terms of the solutions we bring and how cost effective and how fast a payback we give them.
AgroLiquid's Ryan Harbison says they're helping farmers manage fertilizer investments.
You guys out here have been a little down about corn prices and bean prices. We've got to be looking at our fertilizer budgets and then taking that budget and getting the most out of it that we possibly can.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association says there are fewer ag-related purchases and leases this year. Rose Oswald Poles tells Brownfield only a few farmers are replacing equipment.
The costs of equipment right now are so high, and then again, coupled with the higher interest rates we're currently seeing, there is not a lot of new equipment purchases that we are seeing.
Oswald Pohl says some, but not all, parts of the ag economy are feeling the financial pinch.
We're not seeing a lot of pressure right now at the dealer level, like we've certainly seen with some of the John Deere announcement of the plant layoffs and moving jobs overseas. But we're not seeing that terribly impacting dealers right now.
She says most dealers are financially stable because of their parts and service offerings. Oswald Pohl says banks remain in good financial shape and can help many borrowers better manage their debt. A U.S. representative from Iowa says the ag industry deserves the certainty of a new five-year farm bill. Republican Randy Feenstra tells Brownfield many farmers at the Farm Progress Show expressed concerns about crop insurance.
When you got corn at $3.60, you got soybeans at $9.40, whatever it might be, I mean, it's the killer. We got to increase those reference prices, and we got to make sure that crop insurance is there and available, because we know it's going to be used this year.
House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson says he continues to push for new legislation rather than another extension of the 18 Farm Bill.
There will be another extension just because of the inactivity for the most part of the Senate. That will not be caused by the House.
The current extension expires at the end of the month. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs. Hello. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was some scattered direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Southern live deals were reported at $182 to $183, steady to a dollar lower than the prior week's business. Dress deals in the north were reported anywhere from $288 to $293, mostly $290 to $292, $2 to $4 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Denison Livestock Auction in Iowa, no trend was available. A load lot of yearling steers, along with many smaller packages in the day's offering, were met with good demand. The USDA says especially for light cattle and big groups. Receipts were up from the most recent sale, but down on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 501 to 541 pounds, brought $286 to $305. Feeder steers, 834 pounds, brought $252. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 500 to 546 pounds, brought $278.50 to $307. And feeder heifers, 721 to 748 pounds, brought $241 to $246.75. Box beef closed mixed with moderate and light demand for light offerings. Choice up 68 cents at $309.34. Select closed 37 cents lower at $295.82. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and down 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed modestly higher with a light negotiated run. Processors weren't as aggressive in their procurement efforts Friday afternoon ahead of the long holiday weekend. The weather likely didn't help either. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, as well as the global demand picture. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 9 cents with a weighted average of 76.74. No comparison at the Iowa Minnesota, but a weighted average of 76.98. The Western Corn Belt closed 20 cents higher with a weighted average of 76.78. Pork values closed higher Friday, up $1.34 at 97.23. Estimated hog slaughter was 476,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 11,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, supported by higher box beef during the session, and lean hog futures ended the day higher, with pork values higher at midday. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up on short covering ahead of the holiday weekend. September beans were 8.25 higher at 982, and November was up 7.5 at 10. September corn is 6.25 higher at 378, and December was up 5 at 401. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the higher midday move in beef. October live was up 70 at 178.60. December was 85 higher at 177.55. October feeders are up $1.07 at 237.75. And with pork higher at midday, October hogs are up 5 at 82.22. December lean was 22 higher at 72.77. Commodity markets and most USDA offices are closed Monday. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A new product from Sound Agriculture spurs crop roots to flourish. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sound Agriculture has introduced a new biological product called Blueprint, and Sound Ag's Chief Revenue Officer, Paul Beck, says it doubles a plant's root zone.
You're extending the plant's ability to gather more nutrients, more water, and grow quicker and grow larger, and so you see yield increases.
Beck says Blueprint can be used alone or along with Sound Ag's other product, Source, to reduce fertilizer needed for the crop.
With soils being depleted, and likewise, this opportunity to go in and reduce and really optimize how much nutrients we're going to put out, and using technologies like Source and Blueprint to make up the difference, really begins to address the environmental challenges for farmers.
And says Beck, Sound Ag offers growers incentive programs to use their products.
We recognize that high input costs and really lower commodity prices have put them in a pinch. And so these two offerings, the Efficient Acre and the Maximum Acre, really provide them with some financial security to go out and farm with confidence.
Learn more at sound.ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday is Customer Appreciation Day with accommodation sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and Beef New Crop Calf Yearling Sale. For more info on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
It appears dairy farmers are not quite done with avian influenza. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. California officials are testing dairy cows from three farms for possible avian influenza infections. The state's Department of Food and Agriculture says samples from the three sites have been submitted to the state's Animal Health and Food Safety Lab for verification of the H5N1 virus. All three farms are in California's Central Valley. If the virus is confirmed, the agency says it will continue working closely with the Department of Public Health, the local agricultural and public health officials, and others to understand the extent of the introduction and support animal health and public health activities. As in other states, California says, should a highly pathogenic avian influenza be confirmed, pasteurization is fully effective at inactivating the virus, and there is no milk or dairy product safety concern for consumers. The USDA's dairy index for July was unchanged from June and up 32% from July of a year ago. The all-milk price, $22.80 per hundredweight, steady on the month, $5.50 higher on the year. The cash dairy prices were steady to higher entering the holiday Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and there were a couple of surprises in the cheese and butter markets. Dry whey unchanged at 56 cents with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 13.5 cents at 221, three sales there. Barrels went up 8.75 cents to 226 with two sales. Butter was unchanged at 317, but 26 sales were recorded Friday. Not that dry milk was up 2 cents at 133 with five sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Here is your Labor Day forecast from WRCO. Sunny and nice today, a high of 76. Clear with patchy fog tonight, a low of 48. Tuesday, sunny and mild, a high of 77. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a bit warmer, a high near 80. For the Richland County Fair, 78 with scattered showers and thunderstorms midday on Thursday. Maybe some areas of light rain early on Friday and 66. But staying fall-like, Saturday 65, still a bit cool Sunday and 67. 46 currently at the WRCO studios. That's how it hangs weather-wise today. I can't believe it's September. Couldn't believe it yesterday. Can't believe it today. Here's Stonewall Jackson on the Mel Cal Show.
Don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Well, I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now that time has turn the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you here forever by my side. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to last if it's his will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine.
Stonewall Jackson on WRCO Radio, the Light in the Milk House Show. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Check that. 5 50. It is currently 46 degrees at WRCO Radio today, and moving on toward a very busy week here in southwest Wisconsin with the Richland County Fair opening up. Back to school tomorrow. My goodness. It's just something how fast the summer has gone. But it has, and here we are. A reminder from Community Calendar, Hill Country Classic Power will meet on Wednesday night at 8 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. That's going on this week. And a reminder as well, there will be a couple of Red Cross blood opportunities going on in the area, including a drive on Friday from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Mineral Point Rescue Squad building. Appointments are encouraged. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. This weekend, Kaz Cars and Coffee will be held. That will be going on from 8 until 11 in Cazenovia on East Main Street in downtown Cazenovia. Any vehicle, any vintage, welcome. No entry fees, no awards, and free coffee. Should be a good weekend for that as well.
Time I'm back in town, and she packed it up and rode away, her U-Haul West Coast bound. So I looked through the pieces of the things she left behind her, found a Sergeant Pepper's t-shirt and a Desperado vinyl. I got the speakers up and the whiskey down, and I'm gonna take on this heartache tonight. I'm gonna let it be, babe, 'cause I can't tell you why. Yesterday you left me for some hotel out in California. All my loving turned to wasted time. So it's gonna be a Beatles and the Eagles underneath the needle.
The frontman on WRCO and the Beatles and the Eagles. Tony's weather is coming up next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like the beautiful September weather will stick with us a couple more days as a broad high-pressure system over the state just slowly shifts to the east. We will see just a little more wind by tomorrow and Wednesday, but just great conditions with low humidity, mild days, and cool nights. Later this week, a front will start to move into northwest Wisconsin Wednesday night with a chance of a couple of showers. That chance should reach us by Thursday afternoon. And then Friday, a new system drops in from the north, can bring a few more showers, which should end by early Saturday. None of this activity looks very heavy. In fact, probably just a few tenths of an inch total at most over the period. Could see some unseasonably cool air move back in, though, by next weekend. Probably our coolest temperatures of the season so far. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny and nice. High of 76 degrees. Wind variable at 2 to 5 miles per hour. Clear tonight with patchy fog, low about 48. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, high near 77. South wind up to 10. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a touch warmer, low 51 with a high near 80. As we head into Thursday, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by midday. Low in the mid-50s with a high of 78. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler. Areas of light rain, low at 54, high 66. Saturday, partly sunny and staying fall-like, low 47, high 65. And Sunday, partly cloudy, still a bit cool, low 42 with a high of 67. Enjoy that sunshine today. Again, a high of 76 degrees with relatively light winds. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, it is 46 degrees. It's been a chilly early morning. 76 was yesterday's gorgeous daytime high. The record high for September 2nd, 93, dates back to 1953. And the record low, 36, goes back to 1955. Last year's high was 90 and the low, 58. Sunset will occur at 7:35 this evening, while sunrise time this morning will be at around 6:25. Also this morning, we have a little bit of light breeze, light and variable winds, and the barometer is at 30.24, up slightly from earlier today. No precipitation today with a patchy fog and a clear overnight. It is 46 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.